We are on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, in the more or less in the middle of the Amid. We had before on Daf Nun Amid Beis a Baraisa. The Baraisa said, "Acholu Doiche Es Hashabes Divrei Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda." The Chachamim Oimrim Af Yontev Einei Doiche. Machlokes if they were permitted to play the cholel on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it's mut, and the Chachamim say it's osa. Rabbi Yosef had said the whole machlokes is b'shir shel kolm. Rabbi Yosef saw ba'ikar shira b'kli ba'avodi v'doiches haShabbos. Rabbanan Savri ikar shira b'peh v'lav avodi v'einei doiches haShabbos. Abul shir shel she'eva divrei hakel simchei v'einei doiches haShabbos. That was Shitas Rav Yosef. The whole machlokes is only by Shir Shal Kolbin, but by Shir Shal She'eva, everyone holds it is not Doiche Shabbos. Now in Daf Nun Aleph, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba is Choylik on Rav Yosef. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Omar, machlokes b'Shir Shal She'eva. Punkfakeld. The whole machlokes is b'Shir Shal She'eva. Rav Yosef Yehuda Sovar Simchi Yeseira Nami Doiche Es HaShabbos. Rav Yosef Yehuda holds that a Simchi Yeseira is also Doiche Shabbos. Rabbanan Sovri Simchi Yeseira Eino Doiche Es HaShabbos. Avol Bishir Shel Kolben Divrei Hakel Avoidehi V'Doiche Es HaShabbos. That is the memory of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Let us see what Rashi says. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omar Le'elkoi Aplukti the Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbonon U'poli gad Rabbi Yosef. Yisrael kan Rabbi Yosef. Ochi Garsinin. Rabbi Yosi Sovar Simchi Yeseiro Nami Doiche Shabbos. Simchi Yeseiro is Doiche Shabbos Oyel v'Simchis Mitzvahi. Since it's a mitzvah, it is Doiche Shabbos. Ubocholil ein isa meloche elishvus baalme. So since this is a mitzvah, it is doiche Shabbos. The Ritva mentions the could be a different svara. He says that since the whole purpose was only for Simcha Yisera, so it wasn't so important that every instrument, there was a ribuy of instruments, it wasn't so important that every instrument should be working. So memele, the gzeire, he wants to say that, fakel tesvod and toysa said before that the gzeire of shema yisak and kli shir, since the whole thing is only simchi yisere, so a person won't feel that he has to be misakin. If it's working, it's working. If it's not working, zech nishkefele. I mean, since there was so many and the need wasn't so great that each instrument should work, so memele, that's what the Ritva wants to say. So we have here machlokes. So the Gemara says further, Meisvei shir shel she'eva doiches haShabbos divrei Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. V'chachomim oimrim af yontev einei doiche. So we see klar in this paraisa that the machlokes Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda and the chachomim is b'shir shel she'eva. Is tufted Rabbi Yosef tufted. Rabbi Yosef said that shir shel she'eva for Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda holds that it is not doiche Shabbos, and he says klar it is doiche Shabbos. Leimo, another one wants to say, let's make another deal. Bishir shel she'eva, who the pligi? The whole machlokes is only Bishir shel she'eva, but Bishir shel kolbin, divrei hakel deiches haShabbos, afilu the chachamim hold it is also deiches Shabbos. And if we'll make this deal, leim et evit yufte, the Rabbi Yosef betarte, because Rabbi Yosef said that by Shir shel kolbin, the chachamim hold it is also not deiches Shabbos. And from this bereisa we could be medayik davke shir shel she'eva there's no machloikis, but by shir shel kolben it would seem there's no machloikis. So the Rabbi Yosef said, no, you can't make such a deek from the Baraisa. Pligi bishir shel sheyeva. There is a machloikis bishir shel sheyeva. But who adin lekom? There's also a machloikis by kom. Now what I said before, that there's a machloikis by kom, that could be. That there's no stira from this Baraisa. Bahai the komifligi bishir shel sheyeva. So why does the Baraisa mention the machloikis of shir shel sheyeva? Leidiyacho koichi the Rabbi Yosef by Yehudim. They wanted to tell us that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda holds afilu shel sheyeva is doche. But who then, according to the Chachamim, they're not only chaylik by shir shel sheyeva, they're also chaylik by shir shel kol. So from the Baraisa is no raya keneged Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, but from our Mishnah will be a raya. Boktoni, in our Mishnah it says, Zehu cholul shel beis hasheyeva she'ein doiche lo yes hashabbos v'lo yes yomtiv. So there's a diuk. Zehu de'ein doiche. The cholul shel sheyeva is not doiche. Avol de kolbem doiche. Moni. Inem Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. If our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, ha'oma we hear in the Baraisa, the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds shir shel sheyeva nami doiche. So our Mishnah cannot be going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. El alav rabbonon. And our Mishnah, from our Mishnah we have a diuk that afke shir shel sheyeva is not doiche, zehu, but vaistois that the shir shel kolben is doiche. Ut yufte de Rabbi Yosef betarti tyufte. So now, from here we see from the tziruf of the Baraisa in our Mishnah, we see Rabbi Yosef is upgefragt in both of his statements. Number one, we see that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, was mater afilu b'shir shel sheiva, that it should be doiche Shabbos. Number two, we see that the Chachamim hold that shir shel korban is doiche Shabbos. Rashi, tiyufte de Rabbi Yosef, dom amoide Rabbi Yosef b'shir shel sheiva, de lo yitche. Avo b'shir shel kolben doiche, hay loshen kushe boyu. This is most asking a shayla. Kloima. Chazin en hoche, de b'shir she'eva pligi. And it doesn't mention, that there's a machlekes also by kolben. Vikal amedik, o b'shir kolben, moide rabon en de dochi. Neime tehevi tiufte de Rav Yosef, nami behom. The omel el b'shel kolben pligi, v'hoche daikinon, the moide rabbonon beidet, rabbonon amoide by kolben. V'avit yufte betarti, so it's a double kash, b'shel she'eva avit yufte mid Rabbi Yosi, b'shel kolben avit yufte mid rabbonon. So the Gemara says, no. That the choylik, that Rabbi Yosef will answer you, that the choylik b'she'eva, b'hu adin le kolben. The Rabbonon loy tais, we should only have a kasha from the Rabbonon. So Mor says, that's from the Baraisa alone. Boktoni mas nisen vizehu cholu, like you'll see, never loktoni, ala bahoktoni. So the Mishnah cannot be going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, shir shal sheyeva is doiche Shabbos. El Rav Rabbonon, the shemin alu, but the sheyeva, the loy dochi, boktoni zehu le miyute, the kolben. Alme b'she'a kolben moidu. Yeah. Zog te gemore weiter. My time, the man da omar ike shire bekli. What is the reason of the man da omar ike shire bekli? Dersi vayoymer chizkiyo lahalois ho'oilo lahamizbeyer. Be'eis hochel ho'oilo, when that started, heichel shir Hashem, b'chatzoitzrois, b'al yedei klei David melech Yisrael. So we see that, that with the kolben was the shir that was al yedei klei David melech Yisrael. So we see that ike shira b'kli, you need klei David. My time demand the oma ike shira bepe, dersi vayike echod la machatzatzrin vla meshoirerim la shmiya keil echod. Narash explains the chatzaitzres were not a musical instrument to accompany the meshoirerim. for the Tkiya through a Tkiya, but it wasn't to accompany the Mishayrim. So, it doesn't mention Klei David, Lashmiya Keil Echot. So, Vaista is that there was no accompaniment of Klei Shir. So now the Gemara is going to ask what did the other Madyama do with each pasuk. Be'idach nami, hoksi vayoyme cheskiyo, hochikoma, hochel shira Hashem bepeh. It was taka shira Hashem and that was bepeh. Al yedei klei David malch Yisrael livsumi kolo. That means that there was a zicha klei shira, but that was not the ikah shira, that was livsumi kolo. Beidach nami hoksi vahi ke'echod lamechatzatzrim v'lamishoyririm. Achikomar mishoyririm dumye de mechatzatzrim. Ma mechatzatzrim bekeili af mishoyririm bekeili. So the mishoyririm was bekeili also, they called mishoyririm al yedei mashmenagdim bekeili. Rashi, Ochel Shir Hashem, Bechatzoitzreis, Veidei Klei David, Alme Klei David, Shir Hashem Korile. Bechatzatzma, Mishayrim, Ochel Eksiv, Keilem, Bechatzoitzreis, Lapli Shir Ninu, Shein Litkiyis, Hatmidim, Vamusofe. Let us see Teisves, Lamachatzatzrim, Lamashayrim, Behoche, Loiksivi, Kalim, Bechatzaitzis, Loikli, Shirninu, Shem Litkiyas, Hatmidim, Amusovim, Kach Perish, Bekunteris. Betaimes, Teisves asks Akashek, Ro, Gufe, Kosov, Bekli, Shir. In the Posik alone that you're asking from, in this Posik, it says the word Kli, Shir, the Kro, Hochiksivi, Divrei, Hayomim. Gabi Shloime ke'echol la'machatzatzrim la'mesheirerim, la'shmiya ke'ul echot la'halel u'lohoydeis la'shem, u'chohorim ke'ul b'chatzoytzreit mitzaltayim u'b'klishir b'halel Hashem ki'toyiv k'li oylam chastay. So it says clear that there were klei shir b'shas t'shire. Gabi Shloime d'dayik mid'cholkom le'beis hilulim. The Mikorek Siv Gabi Shire Bepe, Lashmiya Koil Echod, Lahalil, Lohoides Lashem. So that was the Shir. Labosa Ochik Siv Gabi Kliya Shir, Ubahalil Lashem. Shema Mino. So why did the Posik separate these two? They both were together. Shema Mino, the Ike Shire Bepe, Kliya Shir, Lipsume Kolo. So that's why the first Posik is speaking about the Iker Shira. And the second Posik is speaking about Samzel Psule Kolo. And that the Gemara answered, no, that we're Makish, Meshoyrim, Dumi, the Mechatzatzrim. So the first Posik is also speaking about the Meshoyrim, Bekli Shir. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Mi Shaloiro, Simchas Beis Hashay Eivo, Leiro simche miyomot. Umaitsoi yontev horishin shalchag yordu leezras noshim. Umesaknim shom tikin gol. From mesakin and the ezras noshim a tikin godl, and the Gemara will say later that the tikin godl was, they made zustarois, they made balconies, that the noshim were yeshvis lamailo, and the anoshim were lamata. That was a tikin godl. Let us see Rashi, Yerdim le'ezras noshim, kehanim u'levim, Yerdim me'ezras Yisrael. Shigavoya le'ezras noshim, shalamata imenu b'shipua hoho. The Rishash asks, how does Rashi know that they were dafke kehanim u'levim? Maybe they were Yisraelim also. Yisraelim were also in the were permitted to go into Ezra's Yisrael, so it could be the Yisraelim were also a chalik of the Misaknin Tikkun Godel. Yeah, Rashi would seem davke kahanim levim. L'cheiret zabisl modne. Here we only needed needed carpenters. That's what we needed over here. So, I mean, what's the yichis of kahanim levim? Perhaps we could say that the Gemara says in Bab Metzia that Rab Chiya said that al yodai leitishtakach teira mi Yisrael, and Rab Chiya said how he would do it. So Rab Chiya said a whole procedure. He would plant flax seeds, and flax would come out, and he would make traps with these flax, with this flax. And then he would trap deer, and then with the deer he'd take the bosa and give it to the Yisaimim, Taniyim, and he would make cloth out of the skins, and then he would write Megillus, and then we'd go to a city, and he would teach five children, each one a different Megillah. And that's al yodai le tishtakach teirem Yisrael. So the Meforshim, Amoire, the Netziv in the north, and the Goin, if you want to be a Marbetz Torah, so the Ike Kavona was to write the five Megillas and to teach them. He went a few steps before. He went and planted the flax, which that would be the traps to trap the deer, and from then will come the cloth. Why do you have to start from over there? You just have to get cloth, and you write the Megillas on the cloth. So they say that in order for something to have a reishim, to have a gewaldike koyach, you have to look at the sheirish from the beginning. That means, so if from the beginning of this procedure, that means the trapping of the deer came about through pishton, which was planted for this purpose, that had a meiridike koyach. And the Goyin says, if the axe that used the trees would be prepared l'shem kedushas beis hakneses, and then they would build a beis hakneses from such wood which was hewed by an axe that was prepared for this, he says it would be impossible for a person to have a machshavah zore when he davens in this beis hakneses, because this beis hakneses was from the haschole. The says, if the reishis is good, then the achis is good. So if they would have such a reishis, so then the achis would be good. That's what the Goyin says. Put on an oiris agro. So it could be the purpose of the tikkun gadol was gzusterois, they made balconies, and the purpose was that this should prevent kalos roish. Now, it could be the stamazi of the poshet, the carpentry would not be sufficient. You needed more than that. So therefore could be, Rashi held, that those who did it were kahanim ulevim yerdim me ezras Yisrael. And perhaps the loshen yerdim is more than that. That means you needed not stamazi kahanim ulevim. That means till then they were in ezras Yisrael. Now, what were they doing in ezras Yisrael? A beer iconis in Ezra's Yisrael is not permissible. Mistame, they were doing dvorim mikudoshim. So these kahanim olavim, that day they were doing dvorim mikudoshim. So as the day ended, moitzoi yontev, so they were those that were able to create a gezustere which could ensure that there wouldn't be any kalos roish Bishas the Simchas Beis Hashayeva. Mesakne Sham Tikkun Gadol Meforish Bigmore. Menoreish Shalzov Hoyu Sham. There were Menoreish Shalzov. Vaboos Afolim Shalzov Beroshem. Each Menore doesn't mention how many Menores there were. But each menorah had four receptacles, golden receptacles, and each receptacle, there was a wick in this receptacle that burnt. Ba'abo sulamis l'chol echot v'echot, And each receptacle had a ladder going up towards this receptacle that the Kahanim would be able to bring up the Shemen into and pour it into the receptacle. Ba'bo yelodim mipirchei kohune, and there were four bocherim, young Kahanim, ubideyem kadim shel meyo ve'esrim luk. And they were holding in their hands pitchers which held 120 luk, shehein matilim lechol safol v'safol. That means each receptacle held 120 luk. If should have a picture, will assume that a revius haluk, according to the Chazon Ish, is 5.3 ounces. We'll assume that for a minute. So Memele Dachsima came out that 120 lug is be'erich around 38 gallons. And we're talking about, we're walking up a ladder that was 50 amas tall, because Rashi brings down the Menorah was 50 amas tall. So you're carrying up a lug, it wasn't a gallon of water, it was a gallon of shemen, which is much heavier. So they were carrying up 38, one cart that was holding 38 gallons of shemen. It wasn't a push at the feet to do this. Mibloi michnesei kehanim mehem yoneyem mehem hoyu mafkiim ubehen hoyu madlikim. And the wicks were made out of the used michnesayim, and they used avnetim, the gartlach of the kahanim. They used to tear them up, and they used to make wicks out of them. Loihoyo chotzo b'Yerushalayim she'eino me'iro me'er beis ha'she'eibo, and this lit up the whole Yerushalayim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, v'arbo safolim shel zov b'roshayim b'roish kol menoiro. The Ben Yehuda wants to say that the Indian of Safolim, he wants to say that he brings a medrash that by the Sar Ha'ifim it says Sal Oroishe. So the medrash is speaks about this cholam. It's meramis on the Dalad Malchias. So you see the Dalad Malchias and Shnishtabdu Yisrael Lahem. They're called a sal, and he says the koyach to be isgaber over the dal malchis is the koyach hatoire. That's we put a pei in between the samach lamed. The pei goes on the toire shen numed the bepe hakel koyakev, and that is mevatel the koyach of the sal. From the sal you have safolim, and then the oir toire comes out of that. Abos afolim shel zov berashem berosh kol menoyrim noyr yelodim bachurim ubideim kadei shemen vaoilim kol echad besulamei mivlai michnesei kahanim imhem yoneim hoyu mafkiim imichnesei bigdei hasrod shohoyu mishal tzibur miavnateim ayishenim mafkiim. What does mafkiim mean? Koirin, they tore them lasis psilis to make wicks out of them. Shloi hoiso meiro meir beis hasheiva lefi shamanoyre is gevoyim 50 amo vahar abay is gevoya bohoiro zerachas bachol eir bekeisel mizrochi shul esayv ezras noshim oyonom kenoinu seida yume vamanoyres oilin lemailo imenu, so they were able to shed light over the whole Yerushalayim. Let us see Taisvitz. Mivloi michnesei kahanim emhem yoneim teimed lechoshiv nami ksoinis shegam hi oiso shel sheish. So Taisus understood that the reason they were boicha these begodim was because they were sheish. Sheish makes a good wick. So why didn't they use the ksoinis? And then on the bottom there's, why didn't Taisus ask from them its nefes also? I saw grad in Zichra in Shmuel, a sefer that was put out from the droshes of a goyim, Rav Shmuel Talmanfeld, Zochenu Levroche, doesn't mention the Tosfos, but he explains why Dafke these begodim were used for the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. He's first magdim that the Simcha of the Sheva Samayim was that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was mavdil the Mayim Hol Yoinim from the Mayim HaTachtoinim al Dei HaRekia. The Rekia was mavdil bein HaMayim Hol Yoinim, which was a Ruchnius de Kemayim, bein HaMayim HaTachtoinim, which is a Megushim de Kemayim. And it's quote and grad from Rab Chaim Vital that the Sheirish of Taive and Tainug, that's Mayim. That's the Megushim de Kemayim HaTachtoinim. He brings from the Zayir HaKodesh that the Mayim was crying, called Mayim Boichen. They were crying because they were unable to be close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They became Muvdol, the Rikiyah was Mavdol. Now, by the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva was a Gevaldik Aliyah for the Mayim HaTachtoinim to be Oila the Mizbeach. There was more than that. He explains that when one takes a dovo megushim, and from this dovo megushim becomes miskadish, that's a gewaldic simcha and a gewaldic accomplishment to make ruchnius from gashmis. And that was the gewaldic simcha, the accomplishment that they were able to be mehapach from mayim megushonim that they should be in nisnasach al gabi hamizbeach. Now, the Gemara says in Erchen that the Bigdei Kohuna were mechaper on different chatoim. The Mechnesayim were mechaper on Gili Aroyes. The Avneit was mechaper on Hiro Halev. Now, these begodim, when they were worn by the Kahanim, B'Shas HaBeidosam, so a Gevaldike Kedusha became embedded in these begodim. And that brought about the kapora and klaliyos, or these begodim were mechaper. The kedushas avoid of the kahanim were mekadesh these begodim, and be'etzem, this was an inyan in dvorim, migushomim, in these inyonim, the mechnesayim, and the avneit. In these inyonim, they became embedded with kedusha. And the Kedusha, it brings a lotion of the Zayir HaKodesh, less Nahoire ke Nahoire haba migoy ha-shoyche. There is not a greater oyer, a greater illumination than an oyer that originates from chashches. So these inyonim, which are megushomim dike inyonim, when they became the skadish, so Memele, it was a gewaldike aliyah for these materials, for these begodim. And Klal Yisrael was able to witness and feel the gewaldike oyer, the gewaldike ha'ore, which came about through this, and these were the psilos for the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. Let us see further. Chasidim va'anshei ma'ise hoyu meragdim b'fneim ba'avukais shel oyer shebiyideim ba'omrim lefneim divrei shireis v'sushbochis ba'avukais shel oyer zorkim oysam klapei ma'ile, Rashi says, and mekablim oysam, they juggled them v'yesh shebekiim lasis kein ba'ar ba'avukais oy b'shmoine v'zoyer gzu mekabo zu v'zoyer gzu mekabo zu. Divrei Tishboches Meforesh Bikmore. Bahalavim Bikinoires Ubenevolim Ubemitzoltayim Ubachatzoitzrois Ubaklishir Beloy Mispo. Lasmudaitza brings down like Beloy Mispo is like perhaps a gzome, it's not the Beloy Mispo. But Beloy Mispo means that the Mishnah in Elchim says that the Shire, B'shas the Kolbonis, there was a mispar, how many, each instrument, how many there was supposed to be B'shas the Shire. Here, B'loy mispar, there wasn't a mispar. That means, there was no specific amount of how many instruments were needed. That's Adolai Mispah. Valavim, they were standing al chamesh esrei miles hayordes me'ezras Yisrael le'ezras noshim. Keneged chamesh esrei shiramale shebetilim. He says these 15 steps were keneged the 15 shiramale shebetilim. Shaleim levim oimdim bechlishir ve'oimrim shira. Let us see Rashi. The length of the step bereichav azore was going in the width of the azore. Bereichav amaylo chatzi amo verumo chatzi amo kedemrinim emeseches midas beseida yume. Shaleim alavim oimdim beklishir the simchas beis hasheiva. So Rashi says that this was a different mokim for the shir, for the Simchas Beis HaSheva. They were on the steps leading from Ezras Yisrael to Ezras Noshim. The mokim of the shir shel Kolben, that was Eitzel HaMizbeach. This was Eitzel HaMizbeach. The Ochel HaNer is Ma'irer. It seems over here that the Meshoyrim, the Menagdim, were Leviim. A Leviim, Bekeneiris, Benevol, Mitzoltayim. And before, we heard on Dafnun Aleph, Hamad Aleph, we heard a Mishnah Nelchim, those are three-way Machloikis, who the Menagdim were by the Kolbonis. Others say it was Avodim, others say it was Mishpachas Beis HaPagrim. Yisrael Miyuchiyosim, Miyuchosim, Rav Chanidim, and Tignes says there were Leviim. So Doch Haner says that our mission is going according to Rav Chanidim ben Antignes. So they didn't want to differentiate between this year and this year. So Memele, they were makpid, they should be Leviim. Or this, if emphasis, the Rambam doesn't bring down that they were Leviim. Because the Rambam pastens by the Shir Shel Kolben the way Yisraelim, so here they also could have been Yisraelim also. Before we go further, let us just see Taisvis and Afnun Aleph Amad Aleph. Shaleim Aleviim Oimdim Bikli Shir Lesimchas Beis HaSheibo. Avol Duchen Lishir De Kolben Eitzel HaMizbeach Oye. That was near the Mizbeach. Kach pirish bekuntres, meseches midis na, na meisle berkama de yume, habeleze ben Yaakov oime, malo hoiso shom, gevoya amo, viduchin nosen aleo, bo oiso mailo hoiso ben Ezras Yisroel le Ezras Kahanim. So, Taisvah seems to be asking, from Rashi would seem that the duchin was Eitzel HaMizbeach, And in Midas it says that there was, that the area that separated Ezras Yisrael from Ezras Kahanim, there was there an elevation, and that was the Duchen. And that was Yud Aleph Amis away from the Mizbeach. So Taisus seems to ask on Rashi, so it wasn't Eitzel HaMizbeach, this was the area that separated Ezras Yisrael from Ezras Kahanim, that was the Mokim HaDuchen. Others say that Rashi also means this, I mean, the Rashi comes to differentiate between the Milas that were Yerdim from Ezras Yisrael to Ezras Noshim. They were much further away from the Mizbeach. So Rashi differentiates that the Duchen was considered Lifnei HaMizbeach, even though it was Yud Aleph Amos away. And these Milas were not Lifnei HaMizbeach. Dr. Mishnah weiter. Va'omdu shnei kahanim b'shar ha'elyoin, sheyoyreid me'ezras Yisroel le'ezras noshim, v'shnei chatzoytzres b'yedeim. Korah ha'gever, so soon as it was Korah ha'gever, toku v'horiyu v'toku. Higiyu l'mailo asiris, toku v'riyu v'toku, higiyu l'kark, this is the kakois ha'zoreh, Toko v'riyu v'toko. That means they made, there were three times at Kiyah through at Kiyah, first by the Shara Elyon, and then after they reached the Milo Asiris, Gila Maila Siris, and then afterwards, when they Gila Lakaka Azor, Oyotoykin Vahilchim, now this third Kiyah through the Kiyah, they continue this, Achimegiyim Lashar Ayotse Mimizach. And that, they were Marich with this Kiyah through the Kiyah, till they reached the Shar HaMizrach. Yigil l'shar ha-yaytzi mi-mizrach. Now this is the shar that leads out from the Beis HaMikdash to the Har HaBayis. Is Hofchub, so before they left, Hofchub p'neim mi-mizrach l'mayrib, now they turned around. Ve'omru ha-viseinu shoy b'mokim hazeh achereyim el ha-heichol u'p'neim kedmo. By the Bayis Rishon, when there came sunrise, this is also Korif, the Zmanei Tzachamos, Kreis HaGever. So when there came sunrise, they turned their backs to the Heichel, and they bowed down to the Shemesh. Mishtachem kedma l'shemesh, ba'onu l'ko einenu. They repeated, "Onu l'ko o l'ko einenu." Zogt Rashi. Toku b'riyus esimin leilech l'malos hamayim l'nisuch min hashiluach. Higiu la'azor l'karka ezras noshim. Toku b'riyu v'toku b'reish hashana yalef v'chol tkiyis pshuta l'foner pshuta l'acher l'trua be'emtza. The last to the shar that let out the Harabayis l'shipuloi l'mizrach. Bashar ahu mechuvin k'neged shar shebezras Yisrael ezras noshim. Beyerdim mimayrav lemizrach, they were going, say that from west to east, of Shaynechnosim lemigdosh, to Yoyochim mimizrach lemayrav derech aliyah. Hofchu pneim lemayrav lezada azores, vahecholoy mardovose, aviseinu babayis rishna yekoifrim. Loyhoyu pneim lebayis, elachereim alechol Hashem, posiku biyecheskel. So I was going to say, Rashi mentions a posuk b'Yecheskel like this. It's as a bechina of miskabed b'kloin chaveroi. Well, they said over a posuk. This was a posuk what they said. They wanted perhaps either it was l'tzeich kaporas aviseim, or that they shouldn't go in their footsteps. But they said over a posuk. Sheini noisa koyflo noisik meforish onu l'ko o l'ko einein. Let us see Taisvis. Ekora hagever toku boriu vetoku. Taima. The mashmisha mikrois hagever hilchem lishev main. Bimkein hoyu nifsolem beline. So memele they were shay of maim, so they should be nifsol beline. The ad kan le pligi perg beis desvochem. Elo le inyi kiddish yodayim veraglayim mikrois hagever ad vaat safro iposlo beline. Let us say, Kreis HaGever is Alois HaShachar, and Safra means Hanei Tzachame. Let us say, it's before Alois HaShachar, Kreis HaGever. Al Kaponim. So there is a Shail in the Gemara, of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, if a Kohen was Mekadish Yodo V'Raglo, Mikreis HaGever, if this Kiddush would help after it became morning, let's say after Hanei Tzachame. That means this man that lean the passels is, as soon as it becomes day, the Netzachama, then it passels Belina. So the Gemara clears a Shaila, if just like there's a psul lina we'll see in the Dovosh and this Kaddish Bikli Shores, so the Gemara clears if the psul lina will also become on the Yadayim Raglayim, though on this Kaddish Ayadeya Kli Shores. That's a Shaila in the Gemara. Avol mei hakir, but the mei hakir alone nifsolim amud hashachar. Places it would seem that tzafra is amud hashachar. Kedemuchach hosom, v'afilu silkon min haboyer. That's the gears of the reshash. Achak reis hagever hodo mishakei alei. But the Gemara, Taisi says it's muchach over there that there was a muchani that the mei hakir was submerged in a boyer. So afilu, and to ensure that the mayim should not become posel belina, so it was mechuber to a mayim, so it didn't become posel. So all the time during the night, the mayakiyah was submerged into this boil. So the Gemara says, if it was lifted up after Kreis Hagever, it was again submerged before Tzafra, before Amud HaShachar, according to Tosfos, in order to ensure that it shouldn't become posel belina. That's the man of psul of lina is Tzafra Amud HaShachar. So Memele, so we see Klo, that the psul lina is chal after Kreis Hagever, and it's chal balois HaShachar. So if the mili is going to be b'Kreis Hagever, so it comes out, it will become nifsal as soon as it becomes alois hashach. So Tosfos says, no, they started b'kreis hagever. V'yeshleima d'shoyim hoyu b'tkiyes, u'betruyes, u'b'afichas pneim l'mayro, v'gam b'chazore la'acha mili, and then it took time till they came back. V'hoyo meyer hayoim koidim sheyegiu la'zore. That means it was light already before they came back to the Zohar. Ba'ad sheyikachem bekeili, kol zman there was no kedushas keili, lehuchshru liposel belina. So the mayim did not become posel belina, because tam perek hatasoyv, meseches mila, kabi nesochin. Ba'af al pi shatzloiches toisa mekodeshes. So when they filled it already, it should become nifsel belina, mikom olkem enkli shos mekachem b'chutz ela b'fnim. So it could only become the Kaddish when they came back into the Azor. When they came back into the Azor, then already it was after Alois HaShach. Zogt die Gemara. Tana Rabbana, mi shelero simches beis ha-she'eva lero simche miyonav. Mi shelero Yerushalayim besif arto, lero krach nechmod meyoylom. Which Beis Hamikdash are we speaking about? That these Tanoim were able to see. The Brais is telling us that means it seems that this Brais was written after the Churban HaBayis. And he's saying, Mishlero Beis Hamikdash beBinyonoi. So it seems that they were able to see the Beis Hamikdash. Which Beis Hamikdash are we speaking about? This is the binyan of Hudis. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra that Hudis was an eved of the Malchei Hashmeinoi. He rebelled and he made a revolution. He took over the Malchus. Not only did he wipe out the Hashmeinoim, he also wiped out the Talmidei Chachamim. And then he had a whole conversation with Baba Ben Butte, and he realized that he had done a gewaldike avle by wiping out the Talmidei Chachamim, and he asked Baba Ben Butte what could he do to be misaken this chet, and Baba Ben Butte said he should build over the Beis Hamikdash, hukava oirei shel oilam, so memela he should be misaken this by rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash. But my bonye, how did he build it? Omar Rabbe ba'avnei shisha u'malmeret. This was a type of a marble. Shisha, others bring down, was a grayish brown color. Malmeret was a darker color. Ike da amri ba'avnei shisha kuchle u'malmeret. No, Malmeret, I'm sorry, Malmeret was white. Yeah, kuchle was a shocher. Apik sofa ba'ayil sofa. Now since the marbles are very smooth stone, and he wanted to put sid on it, we'll see, and he wanted to cover it later with gold, so when he inserted the stones, so he made it that it should be one row going in and one row going out, ke'echad l'kabel sid. Sofa, that he should put sid on it, and from the sid, over the sid, he'll put gold. Sova l'mishayin bedave, so he wanted to cover it with gold. Omru le'rabonon, shofke, leave it the way it is. Tohochi shapetvei, the mischazi ka'advesi de yame, it looks like the waves of the yam. So Memela, so that was the beauty of the Beis Hamikdash of Huldis. The Mephoshim say he didn't put the seed on it either already. But the purpose of the seed was that you should first put seed and then cover it with gold. But if the Chachamim said it's not necessary, so there was no seed and no gold. They just had these marble stones shutting in and out, and that was the beauty of this Beis Hamikdash. Let us see Rashi. Mahi eizim min abinyonim shol shloime shol nechemi ben chakalye shol hudis she sosra yobonoi shai shol shayish tzavua loy lovon v'loy shoche al kein yorik belaz. Omar mere shayish lovon kuchlo shayish tzavua kikhil. Afik sofe shure shol avonim nichnesa v'shure yoitza. The mischazi ka'advese diyame kigalei hayam. This looked like the waves of the yam shabonim mishunim b'mareim zumizu v'inayim istakus b'm shayte tois v'niris kilegalei hayom him nodim v'noim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya. Mi Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Mi shalei ro b'yeflusto von Shalach Sandriye Shal Mitzrayim Leiro. He did not see the godless of Yisrael when they were in Mitzrayim. Omru kimin besilki gedoy lahoiso. There was a tremendous building in Alexandria. Stov lifnim mistov. There were two rows. Now these two rows were made specially for the Sorim who were in Mitzrayim, the influential people. Bahoyubo, the guide's gear says Bahoyubo, and it seems they were able to enter in this tremendous building, Kiflaim Kiyaitzim Mitzrayim. And Bahoyubo, in this building, there also was Ayin Aleph Katadroi Shelzo. It seems it was a type of chairs made out of gold, Kineged Ayin Aleph Zekainim. Kol achas va'achas, and each chair ein ebchusa mi esrim ve'echot kikreizot ubimo shel eitz be'emtza isoy, and in the middle there was a bima shel eitz ve'chazen aknesis dachsim. They bring the makor from this that bima in the beis aknesis should also be in the middle. Bechazen aknesis, others say for practical purposes, that the bring a case of Mishnah, and the Chivistam Sefer says it was more than that. The bime is the mokim ha-mizbeach. The mizbeach hazov was before the oren, so the mizbeach hazov was also in the middle. So, and the bime is the mokim the mizbeach, that's what we makif. The bime by when we go with Hashanahs. So it has to be b'emtze isa. V'chazna knesis oimed alel. And the chazna knesis, the shamish, was standing on this bime, v'asudrin b'yodei. He was holding sudrin. וכיוון שהגיע לאנס אומן, הלא מיינב בסודה וכל האום אינם אומן. And so they know where they're up to, and they answered, Amen. Even though there was such a tremendous olam there, but everything was merdik mesuda. El zahavim bifnei atzmon, vekaspim bifnei atzmon, nefochim bifnei atzmon, atarsim bifnei atzmon, seeing Rashi exactly what all these umniyish are, vegardim bifnei atzmon, sha'oni nichna sham, so the person entered this mokim. He needed a job. Oyamakir Bali Umnosai, so he knew which mokim was Bali Umnosai, Vinifna Lasham, so he went there, Misham Panasosi Panosas Anchebe, so he was insured to get a job. David found himself and his family. Omar Abaye Vikulo Kotlino Alexandris, the Maravanchenberg is Meichik Alfanas Mugdim, says this was 150 years after the Chuban Abaye Sheni. They were all killed. My time yanshu mishum da ovri ahai kro leisifu loshu bederach hazeh oid. Ve'inu hodarosu, and they came. They were over on the slav. Ki osa ashkechinu da vekore besifre. They were learning then Yisa Hashem alecha goy meirochek. Omar, so Alexandre said, Mikdei Ahu Gabre boy lemeise svinte basore yoime. That really would have taken 10 days to come to, from where he was to Alexandria. Dal yezike, ba'osa svinte bachmishi yoime. So it was a strong wind, and that they made it in 5 days. So he saw that this was a simen. Yisa Hashem alecha goy mirochik, that you'll see that this is a maisa Hashem, that the goy should come. So Mesomet, the Pasuk is speaking about him, nafal alayu v'katlinu. And he killed them. The pashtus is, he killed them because they were even the slav leisif and loshu bederech hazeh oit. They were even the slav. Men Yaakov, he brings, that's Masha, is also Moira. This is a lav, but why were they deserving such an einish? So one of the mafoshim, then Yaakov, the chdushe ga'inim, he wants to say as follows. He wants to say that if you look in Yirmiyim, they asked Yirmiyah, Eze Derech, how they should go. And Yirmiyah told them that they shouldn't go. They shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim. So he explains that the Shaila, what they posed to Yirmiyah, was as follows. The Loshen of the Pasuk is, Leiseisifen Loshuv Bederech Azeh Oit. So they wanted to know, is this bederech hazeh oid a tnai, a condition? That means, this way, the way you came, you shouldn't go back. That's the law, bederech hazeh oid. But if you'll go through a different oifin, so there's no issa. That's what they held. Yirmiyah told them there's no difference. They went. So he wants to say that, the Mishnah says in Ovis that Cherev Bolo Ilom Alamoirim Beteire Shaloi Kaaloche. That means, not that they did an Avere. They fakrund a posik in the Teire. They said that the whole Isser is Loisoshu Baderech Hazeh Oid Isser is Davke going on this Derech. So Moirim Beteire Shaloi Kaaloche, not because they were over the law. They fakrund the law. So Memela, that's why they were Nenish. That's what the Chedusha Goinim and the Enyake wants to say. Now it is very interesting, Pe'etzim, the Ritfin Yumed Aflamet Ches, brings down that the Rishonim asked, there were G'dayli Yisrael who lived in Mitzrayim, and what is Pshat? Ad the Magia brings down there that when the Rambam used to assign a tshuva, used to write Ha'oiver b'chol yom al gimel lavim. That was That's how the Rambam held. He was an onus. He had to be there. Al tzedakta to the melech. But al kaponim. But al kaponim, the Rishonim asked this kasha. It's very interesting that they bring down from the Yireim, that the Yireim says, the Iser is Dafke, the Derech Hazeh, from Eretz Yisrael to the Midbar to Mitzrayim, that is the Iser. That's the Yireim Taka says like this, Lahalochas. He couldn't learn like the Chidush Egoinim. But he says Taka that that's the Iser. But if you go from a different Oifen, he said the Nil came from Babel to Mitzrayim. And there's no Iser. That's what the Yireim wants to say. The Gemara Sari in Yumen, Daf Lamed Ches, asks Sakash and the Yireim from our Gemara. He says, we'll see in Rashi that the Yidden that were there, these were not those who had left Eretz Yisrael and gone to Mitzrayim. These were their descendants. So he tainis, so the Gemara Sari tainis, so they went over, and they were born there. If the Iser is, to go dafka on this derech, they were never the sister. They were born in Mitzrayim. He wants to prove from this that that's not pshat. There's different terutzim on the kasha. The Ritva says that was dafka when Yidden were al admosam. There was an issa. Now they were in Golis, so it's no difference between Mitzrayim or another land. That's what the Ritva wants to say. Others say, Bosan Cherev, a Bilbo's Kola Umis, and Mamel, the Issa doesn't apply anymore since the Mitzrayim are not living there. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Diyuf Lustavon Loshin Yevonis, Diyu Shnai, Plu Loshin Sorim, Kamei Matre Pulin, Kamei Diyu Pulin, Meiroimi de Tainis, Stavon Loshin Stov, Shnei Stovin. There were two rows. Stav kofel the yeshivas sorim shel Alexandria. That means that's this big word. The yu is two, a stav. The yu stevon, and there was for the plus is the sorim. Sholchu sham yechna ben kireich v'sorei achayolim l'acha chuben b'yis rishim b'mei yirmiye. Nishyashvu shom. Ba'af al pi sha'olo shom nebuchadnezzar. Behechives Mitzrayim benergu mi Yisroel sholchu shom k'meshen hinisna bei aleim Yirmiye olu b'neim shom legdula v'oisha ad shechivam Alexandros basilki paltirim gevoyim nikroim basilkoi. These are large buildings. Keneged shivim be'echad zkeinim shosalem sanhedrim. They made their own sanhedrim kikreizov garsinim bime kigein ala mimbere shalonu. Chazna Knesset, Shamesh HaTzibur, Vanis Omein, Shoyeshliya, Shlefnei HaTeva Goymer B'chosay, Ein Leichaylim, Kulon Lishmoya Kailoy. So that was the purpose of the Sudra. Zavin, Kaspin, Tzerfei Zov, Tzerfei Keser, Mafochim, Charshei Balzel, Tarsiyim, Charshei Nechoshes, Gardiyim, Oirgim, Nifna Lashon, Vaniskalam Lam Lachta. So he heard this pasuk, he said, Ahu Gavra Hava, Olov Nema Mikra Zeh, Vzeres Melech, Hi Lahachriva. Vedoli Zike Gova Haruach, and that's why he came 5 days earlier. Let us see Taisvis, Vahoyu Bo Ayin Aleph Katadrois Shalzo, Kneged Ayin Aleph Skenen. Bach says the Kainim Shosulem Sanhedrin. Paim Odis Nabapay Kam, and this is a memre of Rabbi Yehuda. This by Smell with Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Oimel. Taima, so Taisu says, Odis Nabapay Kam with the Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Doyle Oisa Shoshivim Be'echel. Rabbi Yehuda Oimel Shivim, that the whole Sanhedrin was 70, Vim Kain Avalei Lasis Rak Shivim Katadrois. What shot Rabbi Yud himself says they made 71. Mitoich kach zoich leforish. She oiso katadro oiso lemufle she bebezden. Loihoye min acheshben. That there was one for the mufle she bebezden. He's not going to the cheshben of the Sanhedrin. So pshat is that there were ayin plus a mufle. Ke lafochi kashe d'Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see the next Tosfos. V'kiven she'igiya lanis omein meinef besuda v'chol ha'om oinim omein. Ba'orech kashele l'rabbeinu nisim. Hoda oma b'reish gemora d'shloisha sh'ochol d'gmora sazim roches en oinim omein yisoyme. Now, an omein yisoyme is he's answering an omein without hearing the broche that he's answering the omein at. Hoche leishamu abroche, ele banofe sudrim yoidim shigia oines omein. Vehein oinen omein yisoyme. This kasha the oruch asks. Umeforesh b'shem rabbonon de bnei marove. Shall me, this haloche, an omein yisoyme is only called shall me shu chayiv broche koma. A person is chayiv to make a broche. Ubani bini yosei omein roitze lotzeis yedeichei vosei. By answering omein on the broche, he wants to be yoitze. Zorich she yishma v'achach v'acharkach yana omein. He says he has to hear what he's saying omein on. Layane omein yisoyim. V'ho do oinim omein ba'anofas sotrin. Heinu bekriya seifa teure, v'loi betfile, v'loi bedobo, sheshliach tzibo, moitzi rabbi yedei chibos. So the Orech said a mouthful. The Orech said that if one has to be yoitza with the broche, so then one has to hear the broche he's being yoitza with. Just saying omein and what he said without hearing it, that's not good. That's an omein yisayim. So therefore, pechazoras hashatz, where the shatz is moitzi the oilom, or other broches where the shatz is moitzi the oilom, they would never use these sutra, because then it's a omein yisayim. What does it help me that I know he finished the broche, but I didn't hear what he said? No, this is speaking about Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, so we see from Tosfos a gewaltige chiddush, that the broche of Kriyas HaTorah is not to be moitzi the oilam. That means there's a din of kovod atzibo, that one is koirei betzibo, the Torah makes a broche. So that's a chiyuv on the oila, Tosfos holds. Not a chiyuv on the shaimim. So memele, of the divrei Torah, which is being said, they said birchas haTorah in the morning. So this birchas haTorah was only for the oila. I don't have to be yoitze with his birchas haTorah. I don't have to yoitze with his birchas haTorah. So memele, I can answer amen on it. The whole inyan of on yisayim is if I want to be yoitze with his broche, I need his broche. The birchas haTorah of kriyas haTorah from the oila of the Torah, I don't need his broche. Agav Urche, let's again look at the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi says, Lanis omein shehoyo shliach shelifnei ha-toyve goymer b'chosoy, v'hein lo yecholim kulon l'shmoy ha-koyle. Rashi weist eis klo, not like the Oruch, that they answered omein on the shatz that was davening, not on the oilo l'toyre. The Oitzer brings down, if they weren't able to hear the Mevorech, so how would they Yetzer Kriyas HaTorah? They didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah either. I mean, if they couldn't hear the Mevorech, how did they hear Kriyas HaTorah? It's a big tumult if it's a Chayves HaTzibur, that, or if each Yochid has to hear it. But the Yetzer brings down a very interesting Teretz as follows. They want to say that they learned the Torah for this risik rabim als bereiv am hadras melach, yet kiflaim ki yaitze mitzrayim in this tremendous building, and they learned the Torah, and that was bereiv am hadras melach. Later, those who didn't hear, they made another minyan. They learned the second time for them. Second time for states, they had to hear, but they wanted this kriya should be als bereiv am hadras melach. Let us see further in Tosfos. V'chein meforesh b'gmore de pirkin b'Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Bimo shal eitz be'emtze, v'chazen akneses oleh, omad echod mehem likrois, oyam emune meinev besudrim ben oinem omen akro broche u broche. So we see the Yerushalmi said klo that it's speaking about likrois, tafke by kriyas haTorah de such aloche.
By other inyonim, other brachas, there wasn't such a lot. Ube brachas Yerushalmi b'soif eilu dvorm koma, eize hi omen yisoyme, kuna omarav heinem dechayiv loyme brache, v'lo yoda mahuayne. So you see, Claude, that the light of the yisod of Rav Nissen Goyim, that the whole case of Amin Yisoyme is davke his chayiv loyme brachev loyoda mahuayne. Rav Koyin Tzedek Goyin Omar chayiv tzibu lishtoik lishmoya kol broche ubroche mipi achazn. Achar kach yana omein la'ache shetichle habroche mipi amavot. Now we have to understand what is emosif over here. The Eitzah brings down that that by Chazoras HaShatz, even a person davened, he was a bokin, he davened already, he's also mechuyev. He's just saying that like this, perhaps one could say that the tzibur answered on Chazoras HaShatz also, because those who davened weren't mechuyev to listen to Chazoras HaShatz. So memele, I mean, there wasn't a chiv, so they could answer amen. So he's saying no. He's being meisiv. Not only when the din of amen yisayme is not only when one has to be yaitze, but one is mechuyev to listen to the bracha, there's a din of amen yisayme. Oid yesh loyma yoydem hoyu lechavin tzayt rabocha shua razu beminyin shemayinim kisidron. And it seems this teretz is telling us that it's sufficient if they know which bracha they're answering on, even though they didn't hear the bracha.